Anyway, Galaxy Quest. So since Glenn mentioned Tim Allen, why don't we talk about the cast a little bit before I do my incompetent walk through the plot that I like to do for these things. Tim Allen, great. Sigourney Weaver, very, very funny, talking to the computer. There is that wonderful scene in the middle of the movie where she just literally does nothing but relay back and forth. And I was reminded of how it may even be like the first appearance with Lieutenant Uhura in it in the original Star Trek, that that's literally all she does is repeat things back from other places. And so I laughed a lot at that because poor Nichelle Nichols had to do that all the time in Star Trek. Just repeat things. It's just terrible, terrible role. Also, I read a really funny interview with Sigourney Weaver when they were making this movie. They padded her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And she would go out with the padding. And she was like, this is awesome. She was like, I got it. Let's leave it on. Let's leave it on. Which I thought was a really funny moment. Big movie star, been in a lot of amazing movies. And she was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna take advantage of this padding while I've got it. That was pretty funny.
Well, and making fun of you know, kind of her classic sci-fi heroine type. Yeah, I'm playing totally against.
Not really Ripley, is she in this?
No.
I love. She does a lot of hair work in this movie. There's a lot of hair flipping.
Hair and support.
That was a wig too, and she would also wear that out. I think there was like a movie premiere. I can't remember which one.
Oh, that's right.
She wore it to that.
But she got to be blonde. She got to have the bigger chest, and she was like, "All right, this is. Let's just take advantage of this ridiculous."
I get
part
it.
That I'm
I totally get it.
That was, very, very funny. Alan Rickman, you know, you may know him from a billion other things that he's been
everything.
In.
A billion things.
From acting. Acting's Alan Rickman is in this movie. But so great as the Spock-like figure, Dr. Lazarus. He's got a catchphrase. He's got sort of people who live their lives by his fictional philosophy. And he really feels that he's above this stuff, which I think is a really nice thing. When we see him, would I be wrong in saying the funniest line in this entire movie is probably by Grabthar's hammer, what a savings.
Yeah. It's up there for sure.
Yeah.
Just so he's above it all. And I love his character arc, right? That he doesn't take it all seriously, but there's a moment later, which we'll get to, that where he actually says one of his catchphrases and means it for the first time, and it's really really wonderful. So it's a really nice arc for Alan Rickman. Sam Rockwell, can we talk about Sam Rockwell for a minute?
Was this his first? Was this his breakout role? I mean, it wasn't a big film when it came out.
It
was
broke
it?
Out.
Was that?
I think this was his big. The biggest thing he'd done to that point.
Because Charlie's Angels was after this. And then he was sort of everywhere for a bit where he got bigger and bigger parts. And then the movie about the Gong Show, that crazy bit of thing came after. So I think this was where we first were introduced to him. Hmm. In a serious way.
Maybe so.
Maybe. But he's great. I mean, that was like a great chewing the scenery role, and he just gave everything to it. He was the comic relief, as he becomes.
He gave a little more than he really needed to, I thought.
Probably. But, hey, they let him. The director let him. So,
but they let him. Know. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, while I know it's completely over the top, it's delightful, I think, in many scenes. Because especially certain scream that he does
is
quite novel.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, the scream is great, and he gets better in the second half of the film, I thought.
Rockwell. I mean, Rockwell's part too. I mean, he is the voice of the audience, right? He's the one who's actually like he says. If you guys ever watch the show, I mean, he's well aware of all the tropes and calls them out as they go, while fearing for his own life because he realizes that he's the red shirt in this scenario.
He was the crewman that dies on the ship, and he's the crewman that dies on the planet.
Yeah, turns out. I don't know. Well, there are some other interesting players in various parts in this movie, but let's maybe I'll just start walking through the plot, and you guys should stop me when you have something to say, because an hour of me just reading the synopsis of Galaxy Quest, not a very good podcast. Don't try to prove me wrong either.
We'll add sound effects.
No promises.
There's only one way to find out.
Just realized that this is jumping forward slightly, but the place that Tim Allen lives in the movie, I just realized, is exactly the place that BoJack Horseman lives in the in that cartoon series that people are talking about. Maybe we will talk about it
sometime. I haven't seen it.
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, I'm culturally ahead of you.
I really love how when I said I'm gonna synopsize the plot, Glenn immediately jumps forward in the plot.
Of course, sure. Of course.
Why not? What did you say? The plot? Well, yes, there is a plot.
No, I just talked about a house. I was talking about a house.
And I tried to think, how would Gilligan's Island read if you thought that it was completely truthful? It would be like literally these people try everything possible to get off that island, and just it never works.
And yet they live ethically. It doesn't devolve into a
Lord of the Flies.
Exactly. It never becomes Lord of the Skippers or something.
Well, it shows humanity's noble nature.
Did you see the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island? That's Lord of the Flies.
I don't think that got to Thermia in time. I think there must have been like a thunderstorm.
It's just getting
something.
There, yeah.
That's right. But for that movie, didn't they get off the island and they went back and they built a resort? Wasn't that?
That's yeah, exactly. It was a pilot to. I can't believe we're talking about the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island. But yeah,
I can.
Yeah, that was. That was that was a pilot. They were gonna do basically like the Love Boat, except it was gonna be Gilligan's Island because Sherwood Schwartz would do anything to his intellectual property stuff and turn it into anything he could possibly do that he thought might sell, like the drama, the Brady's that he made.
Brady's
hour long drama about the Brady Bunch characters. He did stuff like that. So yeah, it would have been a Love Boat, Gilligan's Island, where different people came to the island every week and had adventures. Yeah.
Before we move on, I think we should talk about
move on from Gilligan's Island. Do you mean
exactly?
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I assume this won't make it in. So
I'm giving you a back.
I'm giving you a transition because I assume that won't make it in.
She has less of an arc than a pair of arcs.
Boo.
Yeah.
You just lost the audience, David.
And Glenn would know. That's Glenn's bit. Stop stealing Glenn's bit of confusing the host and the audience.
I'm the only one who creates an uncomfortable silence after saying something. That's my role in this show, and I'll take it. See?
There it was.
On cue.
Gilligan's Island.
Like me, it eventually wears you down through its relentlessness, Jason.
That's right. It just calls you on the little communicator and makes obscure references until Kirk is like, okay, I give up. Just kill me.
It breathes heavily at you in its communicator. Yeah. It actually does.
It does. That's true. Oh, my God. Glenn is the corn.
Glenn is the corn.
And then at the end, it's their sound serif.
Oh. No.
I feel so much
That's
better.
My line.
Man.
I mean, one of the things you've mentioned is that it's one of the best Star Trek movies out there. It's also one of the best variations on the Seven Samurai. That's the basic plot, right? Small village sends out for mercenaries to save them from the big evil warlord. That's all it is.
Huh.
Aren't we clever?
So is A Bug's Life. We already knew that.
All right. Bonus points. Glenn, you are being out Glenn tonight, I have to say.
I am. Tonight David is playing the Glenn.
I've only had two podcasts with Jason this week, so you know, you're worn out. I'm relieving you. It's all right.
He's worn out. I'm worn out.